are back on the record in the matter of water right 37-7460. And Mr. Astorgia is approached. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this matter?
Yes.
Thank you very much. You can be seated. We are back on the record in the matter of 37-7460. And Mr. Storkey, I know we went through this before, but I don't think we got it on the record. So can I have you stand and raise your right hand again? Do you swear or affirm that you'll tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this matter?
Yes.
Thank you very much. You may be seated. Just had one or two questions related to the request for extension of time that you filed, Mr. Astorgia, back, if I can find it here, in 1981. And in that request, you said that of the 320 acres that you had been permitted to irrigate, you have already begun irrigating 200 acres. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that because of the moratorium on new power hookups, that Idaho Power was in the midst of. You said, I cannot get enough electrical power to pump water for the other 120 acres. And I think I was hoping that, just for the record, you could explain how you had irrigated the 200 and then how additional power was needed to irrigate the remaining 100.
The original system was for 200 acres. We developed 200 acres. We're going to develop an extra 120, and it couldn't get power to develop the 120. The extra power to pump the water on the 120.
So, would you have needed an additional? I guess maybe I'm not understanding the nature of the moratorium. Was the moratorium on the sale of power, or was it on a power hookup?
The power hookup. Power hookup, yeah. And you couldn't get any more power. You couldn't get hooked up to more power. You had to get by with what you had.
And so would you have had to install a bigger horsepower motor then in order to irrigate the additional 120 acres?
Yes.
And because you couldn't get additional power, then you couldn't install a larger motor.
That's correct.
And pressurize your system.
Correct.
I might add, there are more details about that in the affidavit with the 2002 petition. The petition to reinstate the permit had Frank Astorgia's affidavit, and he explains that it was when he went to get a larger pump that he couldn't. mark is in our file. Let me see if I have. Yeah, it's explained on
page 1, item 3.
And paragraph 5 on page 2.
Not allow me to increase the size of my pump due to a moratorium on new power hookups. Okay. I think that's just the point that I was just trying to understand. I don't think I have any additional questions unless you have some, Ms. Lee.
No.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thanks.
Is there anything else before we close the record?
To the extent that we have discussed whether you might want some augmentation or have questions, I don't have a problem. Perhaps I do need to state for the record that this is a separate legal argument from the argument that was made at the time a petition was filed to reinstate the permit. And it's a legal argument that's dependent on facts that were from that time frame but were not known until later. But this is the same legal argument that was made to the SRBA court, although here we're making the argument as to the legal standard under the Administrative Procedures Act. And the viability of the argument comes from the fact that there had never been a hearing and that these issues are ones that can be addressed at this point in the proceeding. But because of the length and number of different proceedings concerning the water right, I think it's important to make that record.
Thank you. Just want to make sure that I officially accept exhibits A and B into the record. And I have both of those here.
And if you could read to me what we entitled exhibit B so I can make
maybe we can even make a copy of the front page for you as you leave today. That might be helpful. What we wrote was Swan Falls affected water rights with license issued after February 1984. And then in parentheses, RE request for extension of beneficial use.
Did we specify the date after February?
Issued after February 1984.
Yeah, okay, 1984. Regarding requests for extension of beneficial use.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, and just for the record, I will officially notice the following information. The department's water right file for water right number 377460, including the application, the advertisement, the permit, the license, correspondence related to the water right, and other information typically included in the water right file, which is and has been available for review by the parties. and holdings in past decisions and orders of the department as the holdings may apply to this matter. The department will strive to issue an order in this matter, which we will mail to you in approximately 60 days. I strive very hard to get it done within 60 days, but sometimes I'm really close to 60 days. Anything further? Hearing nothing, the hearing is now concluded and the record is closed. Thank you very much.